You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Amanda Carver. She is a couples therapist, and her practice, Therapy with Amanda, we're going to learn a little bit about that today. So let's welcome her to the show, Miss Amanda Carver. Welcome.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. So Therapy with Amanda, love the name. why don't you tell us a little bit about the kind of couples work that you're doing there in Atlanta, Georgia?
The type of couples work I'm doing is called emotionally focused therapy, and I'm certified in that model of couples therapy. And it's basically a type of couples therapy that's been scientifically validated, meaning there's been a lot of heavy research done proving that it works. That helps couples talk about what's getting stuck in their relationships in different ways than what they're used to. And then, of course, from there, being able to get unstuck.
Right. Now, when you say stuck, are we talking financial woes? Are we talking issues with the kids? Are we talking issues in the bedroom? What sort of issues are couples coming in with?
Right. Well, those are all big issues, right?
Right.
I think the four, you know, lightning rod issues can be sex, money, parenting, in-laws. It can also be dishes and laundry. And,
right.
You know, it could be anything. What I really love about emotionally focused therapy is that whatever the topic is that's causing people to feel at an impasse or in conflict or disconnected, we help couples learn to talk about those things with a different process. So they learn a way of talking about things that makes it possible to find each other and feel connected and hopefully compromise. And then whatever content comes up, they can handle that on their own once they've completed a round of EFT.
Amanda, when they come into you, I'm assuming here, now you can, of course, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming there's some kind of consultation that takes place. I mean, do you see each individual by themselves at some point during your sessions?
I do, only briefly. Yes, you're very right. When couples come into me, I meet with them together to get a sense of what's hurting in the relationship, how they hope that the therapy will be helpful to them.
Right.
And then I meet with each of them individually for one session to just flesh that out a little bit more and understand better, you know, what's really bothering them, but also to get a history about this is what it's been like to be me in my life. You know, these are some of the things that trip me up. These are some of my strengths, things like that. But for most EFT therapists, and certainly me included, almost all of the sessions include both members of the couple. We feel like the real work happens when people are there together. So,
how many sessions before you feel like there's a breakthrough that's made?
That's a really good question, and it varies greatly.
I'm sure.
Right? If a couple is coming in and there's not been any major breach of trust in the relationship, or you know, they're basically coming in to just feel stronger, feel better, work out those in-law issues, whatever it might be, they could probably feel a shift within, you know, I don't know, 8 to 20 sessions.
Wow. Okay.
Erring more on the side of 8.
Right.
What I often tell people is somewhere between 6 and 12 months, but maybe longer if the issues that you're coming in with are a little bit more tangled and complicated.
I mean, and those can be maybe thieving issues or infidelity, stuff like that.
Infidelity, addiction, history
right.
of trauma, those would be three things that would definitely probably lengthen the course of therapy, unless you've already kind of addressed a lot of that previously in your individual work.
Now, Amanda, in your extensive experience doing this specifically, do you find that most couples can work these issues out in therapy? Or, you know, do you find that when couples leave your office, for instance, do they leave better and stronger? Do relationships split up? I mean, what's the outcome?
Well, that's one thing that I love about EFT. I've been doing couples therapy in a more general sense for over a decade. I've been practicing EFT for a little over 2 years. And the difference that EFT makes is really powerful and is part of why I have remained so committed to that. And yes, I know most of my couples experience, if not moderate, at least significant gains, and being able to, I know it kind of sounds touchy-feely, but feel each other in this relationship again. Like,
yeah.
I know who you are. I know what's hurting for you underneath the surface. I know that you know me. And from that place, we can kind of take on whatever gets thrown our way. And indeed, the research also validates this, that 90% of couples report a significant improvement, right, and 70% or so report complete absence of distress.
Right. Switching gears just a little bit, I have a two-parter here. Part number one, I was curious about how you got involved in therapy. What made you want to do couples therapy specifically? And my second part to that is, you said you spent about a decade in this field. At what point did you feel the need to go into private practice and open up therapy with Amanda?
Oh, well, those are great questions. Thanks for asking. I don't know exactly. I mean, from a very early age, I was very interested in, you know, what makes people tick and how relationships work and things like that. Toyed with a psychology major in undergrad and ended up going into English instead. But then a few years later being like, no, really, I think I do want to help people more directly in the social sciences. So went back and got my master's in marriage and family therapy. I think what drew me to that versus other, you know, subspecialties in the psychology field is just this kind of, you know, sense that our relationships are a lot of what makes life feel good or not, you know.
Right.
Hardly anything can throw us off kilter more than when our marriage or our partnership is out of balance. So I really wanted to help people in that way. I started a small private practice when I lived in LA about 6 or 7 years ago. And then moved that private practice here when I moved to Atlanta. But I've also spent quite a bit of time working in the nonprofit sector as well.
We have to end the show, unfortunately, in just about a minute, Amanda. But I wanted to give you the opportunity, first of all, where can people find Therapy with Amanda online?
You can find me on therapywithamanda.com. And my contact information is all on that website.
Fantastic. Amanda Carve, everybody. Therapy with Amanda. Thank you so much for coming on.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.